Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أيحسب الإنسان ألن نجمع عظامه بلا قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with the name Al-Jami'u. Al-Jami'u, a very important name, a very important attribute that we need to understand. Al-Jami'u is translated as the gatherer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the gatherer. But perhaps the most beautiful understanding of this name is explained to us by the master himself, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh explains the meaning of this name Al-Jami'u as, and he says, Al-Jami'u means bringing together everything that is similar, dissimilar, and also that which is the opposite. Everything which is similar, dissimilar, and also something which we would take as opposites. And it is Allah who has the power to bring every one of His creation all together in one platform. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very difficult task given to any man. Imagine, nowadays, just to eat together as a family is quite difficult. For the entire family, 4 or 5 people to get together at one time, and just for them to eat on one dastarkhan, that is also jihad. We can't even get the family together to eat. It's a very difficult task. If you are to perform your nikah and if you are inviting, say, 2,000, 3,000 people for your walima, and you are having a big gathering, the preparations will start 6-7 months before. Making sure that everything needs to go harmoniously, perfectly. There is no garbar. 3,000 people are coming for my walima food. And so everything must be prepared. Now the greatest crowd and gathering in this dunya is at the time of Arafat. At the time of Arafat. How difficult it is for the Saudi government. And alhamdulillah, how beautifully they manage everything. Allah give them jazai khair. Amen. We should always make dua for Haramain al-Sharifain. Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, Baytul Maqdis, that area is precious to us. And so we must always make dua for Haramain al-Sharifain. Allah give jazai khair also. May Allah protect that part of the world. Inshallah ta'ala. and save it from the fitons that surround that area. And so imagine, for millions of people to move to Mina, and then to move to Muzdalifah, and then the pelting, and then go to Arafat, and then your Qurbani, sacrificing the animals, and then going back to Makkah Mukarrama, your Tawaf-e Ziyarat, and your Safa Marwa, and then going back to Mina. Millions, all, one flock, one going together. Some by buses, cars, walking, everywhere you see people in Ihram. Imagine the preparation the Saudi government has to do. One mistake can be fatal. We've seen a few years ago, was it 2 years ago, what had happened? And anything can happen. And so there is so much preparation. If you are going to invite everyone and you want a large gathering, it's not easy. The logistics, the preparations that go, it's very difficult. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, who am I? I am Al-Jami'u. Imagine what I have done just in one location, this dunya, the earth, for you. The first gathering is the gathering of insan, human beings. 6 billion, something, 7 billion. All one platform. Some tall, short, different background, tribes, ethnicity, languages, different mindset. Physically, some are different, some are very, very powerful, strong. Skin color is also different, the shape of your eyes can be different. Everything. But 6 billion, 7 billion on one side. And then another creation of Allah, the insects, that makhluk, sharing one zone, one area, dunya, the insects. How many insects are there in the world? Allahu Akbar. And then another makhluk of Allah, everything to coexist in one area. Allah is saying, Al-Jami'u. I will make everything of my creation jama' in one location. And then the fishes, 2 million types of fishes, all settled deep in the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put everything there. All coexisting together. Allahu Akbar. 2 million species of fishes. In short, the scientists are telling us that there are 50 million species. How many? 50 million. Every year, 10,000 species scientists discover every year. Even in the modern world, they are discovering 10,000 species every year. That is the kudrat of Allah. Allah is saying, I am Al-Jami'u. The insects, the humans, the fishes, the animals. The beautiful animals. Allahu Akbar. Recently I saw a documentary where a whale opened up the mouth, and in the mouth of the whale was little fishes. What were they? Little fishes. And it's like the jaw that is open. The mouth opened up, such a huge mouth. Allahu Akbar. And you wonder that why is it not eating the fishes and the mouth is open, and it leaves the mouth open and you can see the fishes as if they are in a very small swimming pool. It's a small pool for them. Allah's Qudrat. And then the little birds come and they eat fishes from the mouth of the whale. How Allah is feeding makhluk. How Allah puts in the mind of the whale that Allah is using me for rizq of the other creation. The mouth is open, and the mouth is open this way, you know, this way, absolutely. So that it's easy for the birds to come, and they choose the fish, and they take it out and they eat. Allahu Akbar. What a creation of Allah subhanahu. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, think about my names. Don't just say al-jami'u, al-jami'u. Think about al-jami'u. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The animals that He has created. And then you get the microbes, that Allah, things that you can't even see. That again is another makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your body, outside, everywhere. And then another creation of Allah is the jinns that Allah has created. Then the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And so many I don't even know and I have not even mentioned. These are just things that are just coming in the mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying al-jami'u. He is al-jami'u. And Imam Ghazali, and we are going to talk about what Imam Ghazali has explained, so that we can understand. He is saying bringing together things that are similar, dissimilar, and even opposites. And so my respected brothers, for an example, never mind the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us look at the human beings. How we came into existence. Allah is saying, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You had no identity. Who is there that has united the sperm and the egg for that human being to come into existence? Who is there that has gathered? He is al-jami'u. Remember, the gatherer. Whether it is two, three, or millions. That Allah has gathered, He is the gatherer, al-jami'u, that unites the sperm and the egg for this human being to come into existence. Is it accidental? Is it a coincidence? A human being just come into existence like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just created insan like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, al-jami'u, that is my kudrat. And then after creating insan, after a few months, something very different happens to this human body. See, when the sperm and the eggs meet, then this body is formed. But then something incredible happens to this body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserts in the body what we call soul, ruh. What is it? Ruh. Now what Imam Ghazali said, that Allah unites the opposites. What does He do? Unites the opposites. The soul, the ruh, is heavenly. What is it? The ruh is heavenly. And the body is earthly. The body is earthly. Earthly and heavenly are united. Who does that? Allah is saying, Al-Jami'u. I am the one who does that. The earthly and the heavenly are united. In fact, it is united in such a way that this human being can't speak, can't talk if he did not have the soul. If he just had the body, it wouldn't work. If he just had the soul, it wouldn't work. And so you see, the ruh and the body are attached, the opposites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins them and they are united. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what exactly Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi is saying. Think and ponder over the karigri, the kudrat, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He works. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that is around you. In everything that is around you, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then imagine, also my respected brothers, if we go towards the plants and the trees that Allah Pak has created. It is said there are 3 trillion trees in the world. How many? 3 trillion trees in the world. For every human being, Allah has given him 400 trees free. For every human being, how many? 400 trees free of charge. 3 trillion. Allah is saying, Jama, this world, I'm going to bring everything together. And everything is going to coexist harmoniously. Perfectly. Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The plants, 315,000 species of plants. 315,000 species of plants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have put everything around you. Everything that is around you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. In fact, the day and the nights. The day and the night. We think that the night is another creation of Allah and the day is another makhluk that all of a sudden comes. It's not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I unite the day and the night together, but there is a partition. There is a border. When one side of it, one side of the world, when light reaches it, it is day. And then, subhanallah, slowly, that day becomes night and that night becomes day. That day becomes night and the two are together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying again, the night and the day. Today they say it was very, very cold. It was very, very cold. Umar Farooq, when he puts on the coat and when he's got his hoodie on, then we have to understand that it is cold. What is it? It is quite cold. So, subhanallah, how Allah combines hot and cold temperature in this dunya. During the day, subhanallah, it can be hot. Then within a few hours, the temperature can drop and it becomes very, very cold. It becomes very, very cold. And you see in the night, it's a bit chilly, it's very, very cold. During the day, it was okay, but in the night, it becomes cold. Sometimes in the night, it is hot. And then during the day, early hours of the morning, it becomes cold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing the thermostat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, this is al-jami'u. How I combine the two. Opposites, hot and cold. And then look at yourself, look at your body. Outside the temperature is different. It may be cold, but inside it is hot. Inside it is hot. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the world that you live in. You have one side land, dry land, and then one side you have the ocean. Allah does not give permission to the water for the oceans to come into dry land and for the land to plunge into the water. And in fact, what is it? 70% of the world is water. 70% of the world is water. 30% is land. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them together. And there's a boundary line. And people enjoy the beach. People enjoy the beach. It's a hot day. Let's go out, beach. Mashallah. And you see the waves coming. But Allah has given them the order that this is your boundary. Each wave that comes, this is your limit. Here you can't cross. Not now. It's not the time. Unless Allah wills, of course. Unless there is tsunami or whatever Allah wills, or the day of Qiyamah. But everything is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kudrat-e kamila. And this is something that we are required to understand. And this is the meaning of al-jami'u. What is it? Al-jami'u. Perhaps the greatest miracle also is, my respected brothers, the water that we drink. The water that we drink. Today in Fajr I read, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Water, what does water do? It can extinguish fire. H2O is H2O, no? That's the chemical name given to it. H2O. So what does H2O mean? Two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. Two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. Hydrogen is flammable. Think of that. Hydrogen is flammable. We've heard of hydrogen bombs, haven't we? Hydrogen is flammable. Oxygen is combustive. The worst thing you can do is that if there's fire there, you introduce oxygen to it. If there's fire and if you introduce oxygen, it will immediately ignite. But the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is combustive, combustible, something that is flammable in its nature, Allah is showing His karigiri. Allah is showing His qudrat. That what we are going to do, that you have the knowledge now, two hydrogen atoms with, put together with one oxygen atom, the result is water. Water that you drink. And that water which will extinguish the fire. And if you were to split it and if you were to take it apart, then it is flammable. What is it? Flammable. But when you drink water, it does not burn anything inside you. It does not burn anything. Look at the qudrat of Allah. Is it difficult for Allah to create water from iron and copper? It wasn't difficult for Allah to create it, take it out from iron and copper, but no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave insan the intelligence, think, I did this from something that is flammable. And I have made it water for you to drink. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is al-jami'u. What is He? Al-jami'u. So we share this dunya with 50 million plus species that only perhaps insaniyat knows, but the real figure is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take this name Al-Jami'u to a different level. Let's take it to a different level for us to understand. Think of emotions. Think of emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who joins their hearts together. Who joins the hearts together. Allah is saying, even if you had spent everything of this dunya that you have in wealth, hoping that the two hearts can unite and they love each other, مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. There is no possibility for you to have that power, that authority to unite and join the hearts. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ. But it is Allah who joins the hearts. See, the gatherer of hearts. Kulub, the gatherer of hearts. Innahu azizun hakim. In fact, joining the hearts together, that is one step ahead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You can't even wish, but that what Allah wishes. Imagine that. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You can't even wish for something, but your wish can only come into existence if Allah wills for you to wish that. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Aus and Khazraj. The Aus and Khazraj. Before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, for more than 100 years, generation after generations, the two tribes were at a fight. The son, the grandson, the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, generations, they would hate each other, they would fight, they would kill one another. That person would not know why he went off to kill that person. And he says, oh, he's from the Khazraj, bas. He's from the Aus, bas. Enmity, hostility between two tribes. Allah says, there is no power that could have made them one. Peace cannot come. No power. Allah is saying the only way the barakat was Allah joined their hearts when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and the Aus and Khazraj united and they are known as Ansar. What are they known as? Ansar. The two that were fighting were given the certificate of Jannah in the Quran. They became the best of the best, Ansar. And then never ever did they talk about the past. That bonding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them one. And so Allah is saying, Al-Jami'u. I am also Jami' in such a way that I am the one that joins the hearts. Sometimes you will find that there are certain people, they have been enemies for decades. Enemies for decades. But then they become bosom friends. They become the best of friends. They can't stay without each other. They were enemies, but then now they become the best of friends. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah creates for you from yourselves, for you, your partners, that person who you will marry. Allah is saying, why? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you can get sukoon from your wife. I hope mothers and sisters are listening at home. I hope they don't give grief to their husbands. The mothers and sisters listening at home, mashallah, give sukoon to the men folks. This is something very, very important. If they don't find sukoon in the house, then they will find sukoon elsewhere, and that will not be right and good. Give them sukoon. This is what the Quran is saying. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that there is sukoon. And then Allah says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts, in both of their hearts, love, affection. Mawadda means love and affection. Rahma means mercy. Allah is saying, and in there is great signs of, for those who have the intellect, for those who are thinkers. Imagine this lady that comes in your life from another part of the world. She does not speak your language. She does not share your culture. She does not eat your food. She does not dress up like you or whatever. And there's a lot of difference. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for that lady to come into your nikah. And then the Imam Sahib says, have you accepted that lady in your nikah? And he says, yes, yes, yes. Jiya, maine kabul kar liya. And that is it. Everything changes. Now even if she sneezes, you will put your hands in front. What will you do? Now, some of you have got a face on you. You say, no, we wouldn't do that. Something that is wrong now. What I'm saying is that all of a sudden you have this love that opens up. If she falls, it's pain for you. Something happens, it's painful for you. Allah is saying, who puts that love? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that puts inside that person the love. So he is al-jami'u, al-jami'u. That is why if you lose something in this world, then do the wazifa in wird ya jami'u 21 times. How many times? Ya Jami'u, 21 times. Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. 21 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that back inshallah. Because He is the one who unites. And then if you look at this beautiful name, Ya Jami'u, what is the main masjid in a city called? What is it called? Jamia Masjid. What is it called? Jamia. Now, why is it called Jami'a Masjid? Jami'a means in that masjid there is a large, large gathering. What is it? The main masjid, Jami'a Masjid. Everyone gathers there. That is why it's called Jami'a Masjid. And then which is the most important day for the Muslims? Friday. English Mange. Jummah. Jummah. MashaAllah. Yeah, it's Friday. Faruk Friday. Ye glorified ho gaye tum. English mein bayan tha to ye. Chalo yaar. Achha, jawab mujhe mil gaya. Maulvi sahab, seal your mouth. You're doing a bayan in English. So I chose an English day for you, Friday. Well done, Umar Faruk. No problem. True. Mujhe hi thappar lagaye. No problem. But I am looking for that word. Yawmul Jumu'ah. Yawmul Jumu'ah. Jami'ah Masjid. And the main day that Allah selects for the people of Iman. Same root words. Jama'ah. Jama'ahuna. What is it? That on the day of Jumu'ah, even those who are fasiq and fajir and open sinners from amongst the Muslims, they, Allah will also gather all of them in the masjid. Allah will gather all of them on Yawmul Jumu'ah. You'll see a person who is an open sinner, but when it comes on a Friday, Allah Jumu'ah, Friday, jaldi. MashaAllah, Allah has still put that iman in his heart. Alhamdulillah. And he will respect Friday, Jumu'ah, and he will think, you know, somebody might say, well, you never go to the masjid for 7 days and then Friday. Yes, it is Jumu'ah. But it's not actually Jumu'ah, it is Allah that has put in the heart and Allah gathers, because He is Jami'u, the gatherer. He is the gatherer and He gathers the Ummah on a Friday. Yawmul Jumu'ah. And what do we call our salah that we perform in a congregation? MashaAllah. Hanif sahab is knowing everything today, MashaAllah. Jama'at. What is it called? Jama'at. Jama'at. Why is it called Jama'at? Again, gathering. And when you pray in your Jama'at, 27 times extra reward. What is it? And the main beauty of praying with Jama'at is the fact that when you perform with the Imam in a Jama'at, you receive the Ameen of the angels. That is the main benefit. What is it? Because when the Imam says, Waladdallin, we all have to say Ameen. What is it? Sometimes I get the feeling Hanafis don't even say Ameen. Bhai, pata nahi Hanafi logo ko kya hua hai. We also have to say Ameen silently. What is it? Another maslak in the other madahib, they say it loudly. No problem. If they say loudly Ameen, it's in their fiqh. But in our fiqh, we are to say Ameen also. But we should say it silently. So we say Ameen, slowly, Ameen. In your mind, you can hear Ameen, what you're saying, like Waladdallin. When you pray your Asr Salah, like that, you say Ameen. And with your Ameen, the Malaika say Ameen. And when Malaika say Ameen, your du'as are accepted. Maghfirat, the doors of Maghfirat open up. So Yawmul Jumu'ah, Jami'ah Masjid, Jama'at ke saath namaz. And then Allah's name, Ya Jami'u. And then let us take it one step further. Allah unites the hearts. Emotionally we are talking about. Sometimes you find a person, the husband and wife are fighting. And then you speak to them so much for 1 hour, 2 hours, and you think that inshallah now things have been patched up. And then the husband or the wife will say, sorry, it's not going to work for us. Ek ghanta, do ghanta takreer ki, lekin kya hua? It's not going to work for us. No, it doesn't work for us. Then you think of this name, Ya Jami'u. What is it? It is only Allah that unites the hearts. Allah unites the hearts. If the heart is not united, then it's... Allah has not united the hearts. It's very hard, very difficult. And that is why we must make dua by calling this name, Ya Jami'u. Now, the greatest assembly of humanity and the greatest gathering will be which day? Ji? Jazakallah. The day of Qiyamah. Now the day of Qiyamah, that is called Qiyamah, but that day is also called Yawmul Jam'i. What is it? Wo kaun si ayat hai surah Taghabun mein? Yawma yajma'ukum. Yawma yajma'ukum liyawmil jam'i. This is the ayat. Yawma yajma'ukum liyawmil jam'i. This is the day of gathering in which All of you are gathered. لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ. And this jam'i, Allah is saying the day of gathering means that from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be gathered. All the animals will be gathered. No foolish man should think, oh, you know what, can the earth accommodate everybody? Allahu Akbar, that is the power of Allah. The earth is not going to be this earth with five oceans. It's not going to be this earth. The earth will be very different. Allah will change everything of this earth. Everything will change. Everybody will be standing. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ. Allah says, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. This is the day of تَغَابُن. تَغَابُن in the Arabic language is an incredible word. It means for some it will be the day of gain and for some the day of loss. So تَغَابُن holds both the meanings. That for some it is the day of loss, for some it is the day of gain. Allah make it the day of gain for us.
Amen.
Now imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am al-jami'u, I will gather everyone for you. Now my brothers, if I was to say to somebody, Brother Idris, have you seen your father? What will you say? Yes. Did you get an opportunity to meet your grandfather? No, okay. Would you want to see your grandfather? Yes, everybody would. Now imagine Allah Pak is saying, on that day I will gather everybody. So, Allah Pak will gather your father, his 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 father. Everyone will be gathered and Allah by His mercy will give you the opportunity that something that you could not see in dunya, on this day you can see. How about that? Who hasn't got the wish to see Bibi Khadija, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Abu Bakr? We talk about Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, Sahaba, Ansar, the Muhajir, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you be mine in this dunya, I will be yours on the day of Jam'i. On the day of Jama'ah, on the day of Qiyamah, I will be yours. You be mine in this 50, 60 years of allocation I have given you. I will be yours, not in Jannah, straight from the grave. I will honor you, I will say to you, this is your father, his father, his father, his father. If somebody across were not Muslims, then I will show you and make you meet with that person who is the first father to embrace Islam. And this first father embraced Islam, all of you became Muslims. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful day that will be. What a beautiful day. But that day, again, humanity will be divided in subgroups. What will it be? Subgroups. People will be scattered like moths. Different if Ashabi Yameen, Ashabi Shimal. The people of the right will be on one side, the people of the left will be on the other side. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, somebody might say, oh, you know what, that's angel Gabriel, oh, I like him. And the people next to him must be all good people, so let me stand in that queue. Let me go there. No. On that day, he won't have control of his body. Allahu Akbar. He won't have control. Allah will say, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu Ala Afwahihim. You know, you did too much bar in your dunya. You did too much talking. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim. Today I'm going to seal your mouth. You talk too much. Wa tukallimuna aydihim. I will make your hands speak. That is my power. Your feet, your body will speak to me. Your face will speak to me. And where he has to stand, automatically he will be pushed. He will walk in that direction. Every man will stand, every nation will stand with his own group of people and their prophets. And those who rejected the prophets, Anbiya will testify that they were lying. I did come to them, I gave them the message. On the day of Qiyamah, the Quran says, Allah will say to Isa alayhi salam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ O Isa, did you say to the people, that take me and my mother as gods other than Allah? Isa alayhi salam will be scared. Subhanak, Subhanak, Allah, glory be to you. Ma kuntu kultuhu, I have not said anything of the sort. And if I had said anything, alimtahu, that is in your knowledge. I only said to them that which you ordered me. I have never ever said this to them. Not at all. Everybody will be there. And then, you know, today, my respected brothers, we say, if you give money in the path of Allah, Allah will give you this in Jannat. In the hereafter, this you will get. You will get this, you will get this. But in dunya, you were not given an opportunity. Or sometimes you have worked very hard, you know, to do good works. But the other people in your team did not support you, and you felt that my good works has been wasted. Allah Pak will say, no, no, no. Every good works that you did, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. All of your good deeds I will show you on the day of Qiyamah. You gave 50 pence, you gave 1 pound, you gave 1,000 pounds, you gave 2,000 pounds, you did this, you did that, you did for this masjid, madrasa, maktab, you helped that lady, you did this, you did this. You thought it was in fact forgotten, you even forgot about it. You even forgot these are the standing orders that are coming out from your account. Allah Pak is saying, you know what, I have not forgotten. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him this private meeting and will say, look, these are your good deeds. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. You gave this much, Allah will give you this much, like the mountain of Uhud in Jannah. For this much, Allah will give you this much. Allah will say, take him, the malaika will take him. This man did so much, take him. This woman did so much, take him. This will be the day in which Allah will unite everybody. And then sometimes in this dunya we feel that we made dua, but Allah did not accept our dua. Allah did not accept our. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, come here. 65 years I gave you, 70 years I gave you, 80 years I gave you. And you made that dua, you made that dua, you made dua. You thought I did not accept your dua. I accepted all of your dua. And Allah Pak will say, look, in 2009 you made this dua in Ramadan, 10 you made this dua, I did not accept this dua, but now I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Yawmul Jam'i, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the honor to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You had never seen him, see your Nabi now. See your Nabi now. You would follow and do amal on what your Nabi said. You wanted to see your Nabi. This is your Nabi. And these are your companions. And then just to conclude and end everything. Everything ends here. Ya Allah, we worshipped you all our life. Allah, we worshipped you in that masjid, this masjid. Everything was Allah. La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Everything was Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, it is said that the people of Iman will be in His company. Allah will give them a seat, maq'ad. And a seat will be given to them by that king who is the most powerful. By that king who is the most powerful. And on the day of Qiyamah, an opportunity will be given to humanity, the people of Iman, to actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we worshipped him in this dunya. And so this is the meaning of Ya Jami'u, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that Allah has the ability to gather everything and everyone from His creation. And He has shown this to us in this very small planet that we live, the earth. But only Allah knows His creation. And so Al-Jami'u, He is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Just for a few minutes, inshallah, if you close your eyes and do muraqabah. Let the name of Allah sink in the heart, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب العالمين.